Jefferson Graham here, USA Today, Talking Tech Weekend Edition. You know, I haven't had a nickel, dime, quarter, or penny in my pocket for 2 years. I've got $20 stuffed behind my iPhone just in case, but I rarely, if ever, reach for it. I mean, like, why bother? We're now living in what's quickly becoming a cashless society where credit cards or electronic payments on your phone rule. As I don't live in an area where exact change is needed for the morning bus ride, I'm in great shape. I never have to worry if I have enough money on me to get me through the day. Just don't tell that to the mayor of Philadelphia, because this week Jim Kenney signed off on a new law that specifically outlaws stores that don't accept cash. That includes the Amazon Go store, which require an app to gain entrance, and they have no cash registers. The store cameras and sensors watch you shop and add your goods to the bill via an email receipt that arrives after you leave. Mr. Mayor, let me tell you something. It's happening all over the world, and not just from Amazon. The Tender Greens chain of healthy restaurants operating in California, New York, and Boston stopped accepting cash in 2018. Advantage, faster checkout lines, elimination of fees for armored car cash pickups, and no more fear from employees about robberies. Assorted food trucks and restaurants in the San Jose, Houston, and Chicago area note their no cash policy on Visa's website. That said, the mayor's reasoning is sound. He says cashless stores exclude poor people who don't have the credit to get a credit or debit card. I understand that. Does that mean they also can't afford a smartphone? Imagine living life in today's world without one of those. Okay, that's another story. But let's say one could cobble together $90 to pick up an Alcatel Tetra from the Mint Mobile website. May I point out that smartphone pay services like Venmo can be linked to your bank account, no credit card needed, just saying. And you know, it's not just here. In China, the supermarket chain Hema opened by saying it would only accept mobile payments via Alipay from e-commerce giant Alibaba. And in Sweden, folks take the cashless shift so seriously, many banks have stopped carrying green. An IKEA store is testing the cashless concept near Stockholm. Sweden is the country where many citizens have agreed to have microchips embedded in their bodies to assure speedier cashless mobile purchases and transit tickets. Mobile pay is still a sliver of overall retail sales, but it's definitely on the rise. Target, a long holdout, just added Apple Pay to one of its options, following in the footsteps of Best Buy, CVS, and other retail giants who now accept payment via iPhone. But you still can't use Apple Pay at Walmart, the number one retailer. It does have its own mobile pay app that links bank payments to QR codes. It's a little clunky, but it's there. And Mr. Mayor, good news for you. Walmart still accepts cash too. But for how long? I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You've been listening to the weekend edition of Talking Tech. Let me hear your thoughts on what we talked about today. I'm on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio. I will see you tomorrow with another quick hit on the latest tech news. Thanks, everyone, for listening.